It was always going to end in confrontation. As thousands of students poured out onto the streets of Santiago, they'd still been refused permission for their protest to go ahead. Yet they pressed on towards the city centre, demanding radical change to this country's universities, cheaper fees, better teaching.
The government doesn't take the opinion of the student about their education, and it isn't good.
What made you come here today?
Ha, injustice. I have to pay like 4 million pesos, Chilean pesos, to study just one year. There are a lot of people that doesn't have that money to pay, okay? Even I don't have that money to pay, so I have to acquire debts.
Well, it didn't take long. The police have now moved in and launched a tear gas attack on the demonstrators. Around me, people are running away, eyes streaming, faces covered. Masked youths are now throwing rocks at the police. They're responding with more tear gas. And I'm watching as ordinary passers-by find themselves caught up in all this, running away, trying to get away from the tear gas and from the riot police, who look very much as if they're about to charge.
And charge they did. But each time police drove protesters back, they soon returned. Some then set about smashing traffic lights and breaking windows. And then, almost as a grand finale, one group set fire to several buses. Three were completely destroyed. And still, amidst the mayhem, students took time to explain why they were there.
Education in Chile is very bad, in a bad situation. So this is a way to express our feelings to the government, and so that they do something.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
A lot of people would be surprised that you're prepared to confront police with tear gas and water cannon because you don't agree with the way you're being educated.
Yeah, but it's like my duty, you know, as a student.
Duty was not how the Chilean authorities saw the protest. The mayor of metropolitan Santiago described the students as antisocial and accused them of failing to respect either people or the law. This is all seriously bad news for the Chilean government. It had tried to quell the students' anger by promising cheaper university loans and more scholarships. That would seem not to have worked. Students still complain that only the most expensive universities are any good, while those less wealthy have to make do with a bargain bucket education. And much to my surprise, when I talked to Chile's finance minister, Felipe Larraín, he agreed that there was a problem.
There is a big variety in the quality of the higher education that they're getting. Some of them get very high quality education, but others get, poor quality. We have about, more than 1 million people now in higher education, and this is something that was unthinkable, 10 years ago. And I think the pace of progress in this government is way above the pace of progress in the previous governments. That's what we're doing.
But some believe it's that pace of progress which is the problem. Chile's economy is growing, and paradoxically, they say, that explains all the anger out on the street. It's not just students. This country has seen a series of protests recently by miners, public sector workers, people complaining about the price of petrol. The newspaper columnist Patricio Navia believes this all stems from people who've had their expectations raised.
You could see Chile as the country that has come to the promised land. And they see on the other side those that have lived there forever, 5% of Chileans who have always been living there with wealth. The rest are now seeing the promised land and they want in. And they see education as the bridge that will bring them there. So all these protests are really protests for social inclusion. They don't protest against the system. They protest because they want to be part of the system.
I got a taste of that promised land when I visited the El Golf area of Santiago. This prosperous neighborhood now has so many fancy restaurants and skyscrapers that locals have nicknamed it San Hatton. And when I talked to diners at one establishment, many couldn't wait to tell me what they thought of the students and their demands.
They are very bad behaved, and they are all controlled by the super extreme left-wing Communist Party of this country. The kids, the students who are protesting, behind them is an international political movement controlled by the communists worldwide. I worry. I think this is something that should be taken care of.
And what do you think of the students and the other protesters?
They don't want to study, they don't want to work, they don't want to do anything. 20 years ago, we had General Pinochet. It was Pinochet here. Everyone could work and go to his work. Now, you don't know if you get to your house. They make an anarchism.
His name does still come up here rather often, invoked in potentially any political debate. Chile's former dictator, General Augusto Pinochet, is even the subject of a new feature film due out next week, with a simple title, No.
Antes que nada, quería mencionarle que lo que van a ver a continuación está enmarcado dentro del actual...
No was directed by the acclaimed young filmmaker Pablo Larraín. He too argues that Chile remains a deeply divided country, this week's student protest serving only to emphasize a yawning gap.
The huge difference is in the people who owns everything and wants to stay protected behind those big walls of those houses, and the people who doesn't own anything and wants to have a little part of that cake, you know. But these guys feel that when these people go to the street asking for education, they think that their cake is in danger. And I know these people, you know, it's part of my family also. They want to keep the things the way they are.
But the status quo doesn't seem to be an acceptable option for the protesters who march this week, even the more placid ones not indulging in random acts of destruction. Education may be the issue that lit their political fuse, but plenty insist their agenda for Chile is broad and far-reaching.
I think it's going to get worse. I mean, the plan is for the movement to become more radical. More protests, for one. There are going to be occupations on different faculties or different universities. There are already some schools that are being occupied by their students. Maybe different occupations, like government faculty occupations, etc. We're never going to give up.